Texas sues Colony Ridge. It's March 15th, 2024, and these are your headlines. Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the development company for Colony Ridge for deceptive trade practices, fraud in real estate transactions, and other violations of Texas and federal law. Colony Ridge, the illegal alien housing development, was also sued by the Department of Justice late last year for using bait-and-switch predatory loans. The development's located northeast of Houston in Liberty County. In an October 2023 letter addressed to members of Congress, Paxton wrote that the development appears to be attracting and enabling illegal alien settlement in the state of Texas in distressing neighboring cities and school districts. He went on to say complaints from nearby communities about the development's scale of growth and unmanageable externalities reveal that this incorporated settlement has drawn far too many people and enabled far too much chaos for the current arrangement to be tolerated by the state. Now, according to the lawsuit, which was filed yesterday, Colony Ridge profits by targeting foreign-born and Hispanic customers who have little to no access to credit, with promises of cheap financing options and ready-to-build land without requiring them to have proof of income. The result is that customers default on land financing at, quote, jaw-dropping rates once they discover that they cannot meaningfully use the land. Colony Ridge then forecloses on the buyer, repossesses the land, having lost nothing, and then turns around and sells the same land again to another unsuspecting buyer with the same deceptive set of misrepresentations, according to the lawsuit. At best, consumers struggle with unexpected financial burdens for years to avoid foreclosure to the benefit of Colony Ridge and its pernicious business model. Colony Ridge's business practices have led to a foreclosure rate 50 times the national average last year. The CEO of Colony Ridge, meanwhile, told Texas Scorecard that they do comply with the law and that they look forward to sharing, quote, the true story about Colony Ridge. After a law took effect banning diversity, equity, and inclusion policies in higher education, a new investigation appears to show that Dallas College is breaking the new law. An investigation by the Dallas Express revealed that a dozen job listings for the college mandated that employees advance or adhere to DEI policies as a condition of employment. Senate Bill 17, which took effect this year, effectively prohibits universities from hiring employees to perform the duties of DEI offices as diversity, equity, and inclusion, and to block any promotion of policies, training, or activities designed or implemented in reference to race, color, or ethnicity. Well, despite the law being in effect, Dallas College attempted to skirt the new law with various job postings. The listings, which were still up on their website as early as Tuesday evening, were for various positions within the college and all mandated DEI adherence. Under the minimum qualifications for the department chair of culinary arts and hospitality, for example, the description stated that a candidate must have at least 3 years of higher education-based experience and a demonstrated commitment to diversity and equity in education. The role of the vice provost of e-learning required a candidate to have a, quote, deep appreciation for diversity, equity, and inclusion, and a track record of promoting these values within the academic school. Other Texas universities have also attempted to skirt the DEI ban. As previously reported, another undercover investigation revealed that after a month of the law being in effect, multiple universities around the state admitted to skirting the ban, with some saying they would continue doing DEI work.
Are you worried about your kid's future? You should be. I'm Charles Blaine with Texas Tomorrow. This is a show where we're going to talk about the issues and the people that are pushing the policies that concern your family, your home, and your kids. Catch Texas Tomorrow every Thursday.
A former U.S. Border Patrol agent has pleaded guilty to allowing illegal aliens and narcotics into the country. We reported on this when it happened. Emmanuel Isaac Celadon, age 36, pled guilty this week to 4 counts of bringing an illegal alien to the U.S. through the Juarez-Lincoln Port of Entry in Laredo. He also admitted to taking bribes and attempted smuggling of what he thought was cocaine. And we had previously reported on prosecutors accusing him in December of letting individuals through the lane he controlled without inspection at least 9 times from September to November of last year. Celadon said he informed smugglers in advance of his lane assignments. Authorities also discovered that he at least twice entered false data into a Border Patrol database to help drivers avoid mandatory secondary inspection. Federal investigators said he sought contacts with Mexican cartels who would pay him to smuggle cocaine and asked others to relay information that he was willing to facilitate their human smuggling operations. In a separate case, he was accused of taking a $6,000 bribe to smuggle what he thought to be cocaine. It turned out it was part of a sting operation by federal authorities that was instrumental in catching him. Law enforcement has since seized $1,980 from him, which he tagged as originating from the proceeds of human smuggling. He faces a combined 25 years for the charges in the smuggling case, as well as another 15 years for bribery, 40 years for drug-related charges, and potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. For more of today's stories, go to TexasScorecard.com.